our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Ah!
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
And our horse is Amelia.
Her name is Amelia. She's got spots on her. I don't know what kind of horse that is. Ask, like, 11-year-old me might have known, or at least pretended to know.
All right.
But I do not know.
So this story starts at the end, and the end of the story is...
I have a horse named Amelia.
All right, that's the end.
And we're parked outside some ruins right now, or maybe within them. I'm not really sure.
Okay, should we go back to the beginning of the story?
How beginning?
From when we got a letter.
We should skip that part. And just go to the part where we were on vacation this weekend.
Okay.
We were on vacation this weekend.
We went to Guimes Island.
I believe we said last week we were going to be on vacation. I'm not really sure. I think yeah, we did. Because I'd booked it by this time last week.
It was a really good
vacation.
It
was Guimes Island.
Guimes.
And we were in this guy's, like, guest house. He had some dogs, and one dog was black and really nice, and the other dog was also nice but had ticks, like a lot of ticks attached
like
to him.
Just like a tick magnet.
Yeah. Or, like, weird growths or burrs or something. There's something going on.
I just like a tick magnet.
Yeah. I was concerned for that dog. Still kind of am. And we got there really quite late at night, actually. We had to take a ferry, and it was 5 minutes long.
Yeah, it was...
It's like 3/4 of a mile, not even.
Yeah, it's like 0.7 miles.
You could have rowed across there.
You could have swammed it.
No, probably couldn't have swammed it.
Technically you could, but you don't want to.
No, you couldn't have, what I'm saying. A person definitely could have.
You don't think I could have swam it?
When's the last time you swam?
Like actually swam.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah, that's the trouble.
But I float.
You could have floated across. Uh-huh. There's probably some kind of current that you would have gotten swooped up in.
But anyway, yeah. So the island was... I don't even know how big the island was. It's an 8-minute drive from the bottom of the island to the top of the island.
I have no concept of how big anything is.
But we drove all the way around it.
Yeah. There was a general store that also doubled as a restaurant.
That was pretty good.
It was all right.
Yeah.
So anyway, we were staying in this guy's cabin, and we walked around. We got there Friday night.
We got there Friday night, and then before we went, we decided that we weren't gonna use our phones for the weekend. We were just like not gonna
do
any.
Which we mostly did pretty well on. We had to do some googling and stuff, but not for fun.
It was all business.
It was all business, especially trying to figure out the names of IMDb of people on IMDb, because we did allow ourselves to watch cable.
On the second night at like 10 p.m.
We're allowed to watch cable after
we did all the other stuff.
Yeah, so we got there the first night. We didn't really do much the first night. We just kind of hung out there and like read a book.
Yeah, we read a book. I finished two of my books that I was reading.
You did. Not that night, though.
No, but...
Between Friday and Saturday, this
weekend, I finished two books.
I finished the book I've been reading for like a year, so...
So we decided that on Saturdays we're not going to look at our... We're going to turn off our phones.
I mean, we've done that a number of times before.
Yeah, but I think that's
going to try it again.
Yeah, that's a good thing to do, I think. Just kind of disconnect.
I think before we also didn't allow ourselves to, like, watch TV or movies or anything, which is, like, it's really hard to detox that far.
Yeah, but I think we'll just do airplane mode Saturdays.
Yeah, it's hard, especially when people like need to get a hold of you. Actually, this Saturday, I think I'm going to help Anne paint her condo, so I might not
be able
Well, to...
I mean, if there's nothing That's going all. On. I know that this weekend we have something happening.
Oh, yeah, your brother's coming.
Yeah, so we're going to go hiking or whatever.
Are we going on Saturday? Because I'm going to be painting the condo.
Well, that's fine. You don't have
Saturday.
To go.
Okay.
But,
I also don't have any hiking boots.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just going to wear my sneakers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll bring
Maybe
your
I'll paint
stick.
Sunday. I don't know what her schedule is looking like.
Well, my brother's here on Friday and Saturday, and those are my days off. So,
yeah.
I think Friday I'm just going to kind of show them around or whatever. We'll do some
geocaching. Do all the Seattle stuff.
Did you see...
There's probably geocaching in Woodland Park. You probably don't have to go that far.
Yeah. Wizards of the Coast made an announcement for Ixalan. They're doing geocaching events.
What?
Like, because really? It's like all like searching for a hidden city or whatever.
That's awesome.
So that'll be fun.
That's super cool. That probably means they had to engage community members to plant geocaches in other locations. There's definitely going to be some here.
Yeah.
One perk of living in Seattle, assuming we have not been nuclear bombed yet at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, we got to this cabin on Friday night and we just read books. And then Saturday we got up and the cabin was a little tough not using phones because there was also not a working clock at all.
Well, we had to look at the clock.
Yeah, there was no working clock. There was a clock in the kitchen. It said 4 o'clock.
It was bird o'clock.
It was a bird clock.
It was birds of the whatever o'clock. And it was like, big hand on the sparrow, little hand on the blue jay.
Yeah. So, that was Adam trying to kill a moth of some sort. Or perhaps a mosquito. Nope, it was a moth. Good job.
You got squashed.
Well killed.
I think it's just a gnat. I don't know what to do with it
I
now.
I don't know.
I'm going to put them in the garbage.
And then we got up and we walked and we were going to go get lunch or brunch or something. So there was a resort nearby where we were and there was supposed to be like a restaurant food truck sort of situation there. And we walked that entire resort like twice and could not find the thing. We were so upset because it was supposed to be there. And there were signs that were like, it's right here.
Yeah.
So we got in our car. We walked back to the cabin thing.
I think you did the story wrong. You weren't supposed to tell them it was a food truck yet.
Well, no, I knew it was a food truck, but I also thought they had a standing location there.
Oh, okay.
So we got back in our car and we drove to the only other food establishment on the island. We could have left the island. We could have gone over. Anacortes was the town across the ferry, but it would have been another $16 ferry back and forth to get back. So we didn't do that.
Can I tell my part of the story?
Are you going to skip the part where we drove around and saw cows?
I wasn't even there yet. I was at the part where the search, because this was a long part of our day.
We spent an hour or two.
Yeah, we walked down the road. So to get to the resort, it was, you had to head down one road and then make a left.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we saw the sign for this place called Diggs Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, okay, Diggs Kitchen. That sounds awesome. They have food. We didn't know there was any restaurants
there.
They said they have pizza, so we're going to go there. So we went up. We walked it half mile down this road to get to... maybe it wasn't half mile. It was a quarter mile.
I don't know.
It might have been.
I have no idea how long it was.
We were out for a while.
I literally don't know.
And then we got to the resort, and then there's a sign pointing up this way saying, Diggs Kitchen this way. So we walked up, and there was nothing.
There was some parking?
There was parking spots for Diggs Kitchen.
For Diggs Kitchen. Specifically set for Diggs Kitchen. No idea where Diggs Kitchen was.
So then, at that point, we Googled it, and then it said it was a food truck.
Yeah, but there was also supposed to, there were pictures of it being there, and it wasn't.
Yeah.
So we walked around the rest of the resort, assuming that we'd missed
it. You missed a spot.
What did I miss?
I found a slug.
We hadn't found the slug yet. We walked around and then went back up and then found the slug.
Okay, we didn't walk all the way around. We walked part of the way. We walked down to a private drive and then back up.
Anyway, there was a big slug.
And there was a slug. He was 6 inches long.
He was a really big slug.
And he was a big yellow green slug.
I've never seen a slug before. And then I saw that slug. Now I've seen a slug. He was a very large slug.
I named him the same thing that I named my chocobo in Final Fantasy XV.
What did you name him?
Pappers.
I remember that now. It was Pappers.
Pappers. Pappers, come here.
So anyway, so we walked around the rest of this resort, which was they had a, what were they?
A beach.
No, the things you stay in.
Yurts.
Yeah, they had yurts there. And to be honest, they were $100 a night to effectively go camping.
Mm-hmm. We spent $150 a night.
Yeah, something like that.
$170
for a full, basically full apartment.
It was an apartment.
It was had a better kitchen than we have.
Yeah.
I would prefer that kitchen.
We could live there.
We could live there. I would live there.
We'll buy it from Gary.
Yeah, and maybe monetize it a bit. It's a little 70s in there, but...
Yeah, I'd like it.
Yeah, it was great.
As long as you get to keep the poster of the magician.
It looks like one of his kids is an artist. Uh-huh. I don't think his kid was the magician. I think his kid was an artist.
Well, the one said Brian Griffin, and the other one said Mike Griffin.
Yeah, but his last name isn't Griffin.
Oh.
That's why it's confusing.
Oh, what's his... I don't know his last name.
Curtis. Probably shouldn't say that. Gary Curtis.
You go look him up. He's on Anacortes Island, or Gweems
Island.
And Anacortes, Washington.
Washington.
It's north of Seattle.
Honestly, though, go stay there. It's really great.
Yeah, if you're ever nearby. Here,
it's a good island to stay on. It was nice. So anyway, we gave up walking around. We went down to, like, the beach area. Saw a bunch of, like, empty crab shells. Just because to see we were on the beach. Touch the water.
No, there's a lot of empty crabs.
There was a lot of empty crabs. Just the shells. Not anything in them. Like, birds eating them or something.
Yeah, and then after... we did that.
We walked back to the cabin, guest house. We took the car. We drove the scenic route to, after we Googled it, the general store, which is the only other place on the island, as far as I could tell, to get food.
Yeah, and you gave away the spoiler.
I did not.
Yeah, you said there was cows.
Oh, and I was like, spoiler. And then, is that there were cows?
But we saw cows, real ones.
We saw real cows, you guys. They were brown. There was they were in a field.
15 of them.
Yeah, there were a number of cows.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, there was this one really weird part of the road where it was a one lane road no discernible reason. And it would be one lane and then it would widen back out into two lanes and then it would be one lane again. It was very strange.
Yeah, it was weird. It was right by the shore, though, so it might have, like, washed out or something.
Yeah,
it might be something like that.
Maybe that sometimes happens. So we get down to what it could effectively be called the city center, I guess. It's just the only part of the island that has anything. It's right outside where the ferry is.
Yeah, it's one building, like, a block away from the ferry.
There's a church around, too.
Yeah, that's another block up. And my Snorlax is still in that gym.
Oh, my God. I bet my Gyarados is still in the gym, too. Yeah. I wish you could force kick things out of gyms. It might be there for a month.
Yeah, until somebody else that plays Pokemon goes nearby.
Yeah, I put mine in the gym, like, by the ferry
on that
side.
That's my best Snorlax.
Yeah, we really should have thought that through.
Somebody will knock it out.
Maybe. It might be a while. Anyway, so we get down to the general store, and we're driving... We're driving into the parking lot for the general store, and we look, and at the bottom of the hill, at the bottom of the parking lot, is fucking Diggs food truck.
Right when we saw it, like, we turned the corner.
Next to the only other restaurant on the island, mind you.
I took a picture of it.
It was...
We can post it on the website.
It was obnoxious. And then we both remembered independently that we had been behind that food truck on the ferry the night before.
Yeah.
We knew it was on the island, but for some reason we convinced ourselves it wasn't there. And lo and behold...
Well, no, I remember that when we were up there.
Lo and behold.
When we were walking back, yeah.
In the only other part of the island with food.
I don't know why they would park the food truck.
I don't know why they did either.
Next to the other
restaurant. It seemed like you could even order food from the food truck inside the other restaurant, which was even more confusing.
Yeah, the restaurant was okay, though.
It was fine. It was
The burger was good that I got.
I had a BLT. It was perfectly fine.
The bacon looked good.
Yeah, it was fine.
I mean, it's a tiny bit more expensive.
They made some roasted red potatoes, which were one, fried, not roasted, and two... Needed more salt.
More expensive than a potato.
Yeah, way more expensive than the one potato.
But they also sold giant cookies inside.
They did sell giant cookies. We did not buy any giant cookies.
I was going to buy a giant cookie, but instead...
I bought Pepsi Fire.
I got our snack.
What?
When I went in.
Oh!
At the ferry. I got a snack. It's in my hand.
It's in your hand right now. I didn't even know it.
You ready for it?
So the general store, is both a restaurant... And a general store.
And they just sell weird stuff.
They sell, like, I thought about buying butter so I could make a pie, but it was $9. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't going to buy $9 butter because it felt a bit
I did find this
much.
There.
What is it?
Guava.
Chowards
guava.
Guava tropical candy, 15
Remember
pieces.
Remember the, violet candy?
Oh, yeah.
This is that brand.
That. Okay.
All right, so we're going to eat one.
What else did we buy at the general store? Oh, you bought me a chocolate bar because you'd accidentally bought coconut before.
And Pepsi Fire.
Yeah, I said the Pepsi Fire.
Sorry.
And then we went back to the cabin and we played a game called...
Odin's Ravens.
Odin's Ravens, which I liked. What is this candy like? It tastes like...
Sweet tarts.
It's got the consistency of sweet tarts.
But it's like...
It tastes like guava.
Yeah, but it's like... Better than guava, because guava is really boring.
Yeah,
this is like
this is
more
good.
Sour. They put a little sour in it.
It's good. I'd recommend this if you
this
like
is,
guava.
This is better than the Chowards Violet Candy.
Yeah, Violet Candy is
which
gross.
Tastes like garbage.
It tastes like flowers.
Tastes like perfume.
It tastes like eating potpourri.
Yeah.
You shouldn't eat potpourri.
This is guava is good, though.
Mm-hmm.
I would eat that all day.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to go back and get some more. It's only a two-hour drive.
It's a two-hour drive. So we went back and we played Odin's Ravens, which was fun. I liked it. It was a nice, simple...
Yeah, fast-paced game.
Fast-paced, quick, easy to learn.
Yep.
Really easy to learn game. And then we played some Magic. We played our Commander decks that we brought.
Yeah, I had the Commander 2015 decks, which are the two-color mm-hmm. decks. Mm-hmm. I played the black-white deck with Daxos.
And I played the blue-green deck with, I don't remember his name.
Missouri. Yeah.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I know. I figured you would like that one.
I did a good job. I beat Adam the first game because he let me cheat. We played it out, and that one decision that I just didn't make the correct decision. I won if you let me make it, and you won if you didn't. So, mm-hmm. it was a really close game. The second game I won because you got Mana Host, but
yeah, well, it happens. And your deck is the blue green deck is really good.
It's a good deck. Yeah. It's fun to play.
Yeah, it just makes giant creatures.
It's pretty straightforward. It doesn't make me like dig in my graveyard.
We still have
them
sleeved up so we can finish our match.
I like quitting when we both won once.
Well, we'll have to play two more times, and then you'll have to beat me twice again, and then I'll have to keep fighting you for
it. Yeah, okay. So we did that, and then we read some more books, and then we watched TV.
Mm-hmm. We were trying to guess what the movies were on TV.
We got it wrong.
I got one right. I was like, it's a big crocodile.
You did. That's true, and it was the primal. What is it called?
Lake Placid.
Lake Placid.
It's mm-hmm. got. Oh, I think the Mr. Mercedes show is supposed to have started.
Yeah, I think that it is too.
I wonder if we have it available to us.
You remembered that because the person in Mr. Mercedes is in Lake Placid.
Yeah,
Brendan Gleeson. Lake Placid looked really bad, so I wouldn't recommend watching it. Did not rate well on IMDb, which we later looked up.
But Brendan Gleeson's in it as like a sheriff, and he's totally American.
What else did we look up?
There was a
channel called like Signal or something.
Comet,
yeah. And it was like a new sci-fi channel.
You
it was
can
really
watch
good.
It. You can watch it
yeah,
online.
Yeah, you can just watch it online.
It's like
but
Comet.
It seemed to know what it was doing.
Just like Google a Comet channel and you can just watch their shows
playing,
online.
And it
was
Species 3?
Species
3, I think it was.
Which we thought
two
it was from
three.
The late 80s. And it turns
2004.
Out it was from 2004.
It was... unnecessarily bad looking for the year that it was made. We were both like, this is definitely like 87 and yeah. 89, 92. Nope. 2004.
I remember Species 1.
I don't.
I saw that one in the theater. I wasn't impressed.
Yeah.
And I was like
Species
14.
Species 3 didn't look that great either.
And I should have been impressed, but I was not.
Much lower stakes watching it on TV though. And there was some other stuff we passed through. We watched like a second of Guy's Groceries games until I couldn't handle it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
was it MasterChef?
No.
What was the show?
It was just Guy's Grocery Games.
No, there was another one. Was MasterChef? Oh, no, we watched that
yesterday. We watched that here.
But,
it's not very good.
But Dave Williams is in it, like a Magic player.
Magic player.
I know that guy's face. And then it took me a second. I'm like, is that David Williams?
It is. It's true. It is. Actually him.
We decided
we can't watch American cooking competitions after watching the British Bake Off and watching Canadian Top Chef Canada because it's just so much better.
Top Chef Canada was the best.
They're like collaborative. They help each other.
Mm-hmm.
They're like nice to each other. There's no hard feelings when they lose.
And if there's a guy from Newfoundland on the show, it's the best that you're ever going to see.
It brings Seal Flipper with him.
Because mm-hmm. you can't get that anywhere.
Yeah. And then ultimately we landed on... Saturday Night Live. It was Louis C.K. Saturday Night Live from sometime this spring.
Mm.
It was fine.
The eyelashes one was weird.
There was a sketch where Louis C.K. played a lawyer with big eyelashes.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the bit.
Yeah, it was a joke.
His eyelashes were distractingly large and beautiful.
Mm.
That was the whole... They wrote like a 2-3 minute scene based on that.
And that was the first one after the monologue.
His monologue was like... awkwardly racist
and really long
and super long and racist and uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like it. The rest of the show wasn't that bad. There's a little bit of racism at the end in that like last sketch before the end. Yeah, you were asleep. I tried to explain it to you, but you didn't really get it, and that's okay.
Okay,
so that we don't get cable, so we don't really watch anything. So it was really interesting to like flip through channels because I forgot that was
Game of Thrones. We have shows now.
We do have shows. So
Game
yesterday, well, we're not even there yet.
Where are we?
We're still on the island.
Oh, we're still on Saturday night.
Yeah, well, now we're on Sunday morning.
Live from New York. It's Saturday.
So
night.
We Sunday morning we got up. We pretty much just packed and left the place.
Yeah.
Oh, we tried to metal detect this weekend, but we didn't bring like a knife or shovel or anything with us.
Yeah, we didn't have a digging implement.
That's kind of the bare minimum. So couldn't really do anything. We did have Gary's permission to metal detect on his land. But,
and we heard a beep, but we couldn't get at the
thing.
Yeah,
we heard beeps, but we couldn't dig anything up because we had no digging implement.
And your hands don't work too well.
It doesn't work. The grass up there is, like, weirdly thatched together.
Mm, there's, like, a lot of moss layer.
Yeah.
Like the Pacific Northwest. To deal with.
But anyway, we got up on Sunday, like, cleaned up, left.
Mm.
Oh, we made pasta.
Oh, yeah.
We made pasta for dinner on Saturday.
Yeah, it was fun.
We brought food with us. Good idea. Mm-hmm. If you have a kitchen, bring your own food. Much cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
And we took the ferry on Sunday over to Anacortes. And then we parked downtown and we went to a game shop and we bought a pack of Modern Masters.
2017.
And didn't get anything all that great in it. Which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to... Okay, so when we were driving to the island on Friday... We saw this billboard advertisement for a place called Calico Cupboard, and we're like,
Calico Cupboard.
That's adorable. It's a cafe. We should go there someday. And then we found out, we saw that like 45 minutes before we got to Anacortes. Turns out it was in Anacortes, so we went to Calico Cupboard, and it was great.
Calico Cupboard.
It was really good. It was good food. It was like Barb's brother-in-law's hash or something.
Linda's
brother-in-law, you're right.
Yeah.
And
Barb's brother-in-law doesn't know what the fuck is going on.
And you had what effectively was a burrito, but the tortilla was scrambled egg.
It's called the smothered omelet.
Yeah.
And it was just it had all the stuff from a burrito. It didn't have meat in it, though.
Yeah, but it was all the burrito
stuff. But it was like
stuff.
Avocado, black beans, tomatoes, and it was like covered in like green sauce.
Yeah.
And it was a burrito with an egg for the tortilla.
It was really good.
It was really good.
We had a bunch of coffee. Was reasonably priced, considering mm-hmm. the tourist area.
Yeah, it's a cute little town, too.
So while we were at breakfast, maybe it was just slightly after breakfast, I think it was while we were at breakfast, I was looking at Google News, and there was a Google News article that Nintendo Switches had just been restocked at Best Buy and Target.
Mm, that's right, because we...
And that GameStop had changed their bundles. Because we'd been looking at getting a Switch... And GameStop was the only one that had, like, a reasonable bundle. What they've been doing with the Switch is all the retailers have been creating their own bundles, and a lot of them are just bullshit. Mm-hmm. But they're creating them so you have to pay more money for it. Because they know that you don't have another way to buy a Switch.
Yeah.
So they make the bundle so you have to pay them, like, $450 instead of the $300 retail price, right?
And it comes with all kinds of baloney. Like,
yeah, it comes with a bunch of stuff you don't need, like an extra adapter or, like, a plush toy or a map or whatever. Like, things you don't want.
Yeah.
So, we're like, fine, we have like a 2-hour drive home. Let's just stop at
every
Target on the way home until we find a Nintendo Switch and we buy it. So, while we're in the restaurant, we're like, okay, the next Target's like 13 miles away.
Yeah,
we're going to go to the next
Target.
It's
like right on 5 in Burlington.
Yeah, not that far, Burlington. So, we get on 5, we go down, we walk in. There's no obvious sign that says like, yes, we have Switches or anything. Or like, no, we don't. Which a lot of places have been putting up no, we don't signs.
So, like, so you wandered off. And
I wandered off.
Went
I was
to the
looking
game
at
system.
PlayStations, and there was just
one
there.
And then, yeah, and I was like, oh, hey, there's one here. And you're like, what? I'm like, yeah, it's just here. Let me go get the guy. And then we were all excited.
It was the last one, and we got the last one.
The last
they had gotten
they had.
Like 8. We got it, and we bought Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have a Switch with Zelda, and we only had to pay $300 for the Switch because that's, like, standard retail price. Plus, we got 5% off because Target Red Card.
And also, now my wife is. It, like, sucked into this game, and she has a horse named...
I have a horse named Amelia, and that's where we started.
When I get a horse, you know what his name's going to be?
Pappers. Is it going to be Pappers?
Pappers. My name's Pappers.
I also would like to point out that I got one souvenir from this weekend, which is a single mosquito bite on my arm.
Yeah,
on the arm that I put mosquito spray on.
I got a
on.
Souvenir, but we just ate it.
Yeah.
And also, we got a Nintendo Switch.
We got a Nintendo Switch. We did get that.
That was our real souvenir.
I'm excited that we didn't have to pay for a bundle, because I really didn't want to have to pay for the bundle. Because even just getting, like, the game and the Switch was more than the standard price for just buying the game.
It's cool, because there's a lot of ways to play it, too. If you have a Nintendo Switch and you know any good games, let us know.
If you have a Nintendo Switch and you want our friend code,
let us know on Facebook.
Email us or let us know on Facebook or something. We'll definitely
send
it to you.
Send us the Twitters.
Yeah.
We'll get that sorted. We'll be friends.
The Nintendo Switch is fun. It's interesting. It's got, like, weird controllers, and, like, you could just put it in a dock and you could pick it up and you could just be playing on the screen.
Like, You like to plug them into like the controllers.
Yeah, thing. You just like to have them.
I just
want to
hold, because you can hold one in each hand and then you can just kind of relax and not have to have them right next to each other.
Yeah, I don't mind them right next to each other. But what's cool is I can keep playing my game while you watch a TV show or whatever, like a movie. I can continue to play Zelda.
Or I can play Zelda while you're watching YouTube.
It doesn't have to be docked. That's all. I just think that's really cool.
Yeah, you can just put the
and the controllers. The controllers charge from the console, so you just like slide
the screen
is
the console, and then it has a dock. It's just cool.
It is really cool.
It's a good system.
I think that the next Final Fantasy is going to come out on that. I think they said. Maybe I'm wrong. There was also another game that I saw that they announced for it that was really
maybe Dragon Quest.
Exciting. Could be probably Dragon Quest. I would assume they put Dragon Quest.
Because that's like that's really good on portable systems.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because like you don't need it for a PlayStation.
Semi portable system.
I mean, it's totally portable.
It's true.
It's you can switch it.
I really do. I think that the next Pokemon games will come out on the Switch.
Yeah.
Maybe not a Switch exclusively. Maybe they'll come out on the 3DS too, because they would have started developing them before the 3DS.
Yeah,
because
if you can access your Pokemon Bank on the Switch, that's all you need.
Yeah, the only problem with that is we only have one Switch. Okay. Yeah, there's two of us.
Yeah, we don't have to play at the same time. Or we can just get another Switch.
Second Switch. Oh my god, that'd be ridiculous. No, honestly, they'll probably still have it for... They're going to keep supporting 3DS for a while. Because so many people have bought into it at this point.
Yeah. So that was our weekend.
That was what we did this weekend. And then yesterday we came home and I played Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
And you, I don't know, we barely listened to Michael Jackson all weekend. Mm. We heard like three songs. It was crazy. Don't worry, I listened to him all day today. So.
Yeah.
Didn't even try. I'm considering taking dance lessons now so that I can learn to dance.
Like Michael Jackson.
More like inspired by Michael Jackson.
Okay.
But I think that it would be cool to learn how to dance because I don't know how and I've never known how.
Yeah, that's...
At least something good can come out of this obsession besides me knowing the weird lyrics to obscure, not even that obscure.
That sure is something.
Here are the albums that I know because they're the ones that are on Spotify.
Okay.
And I think it's only some songs from them. I know the newest one.
When did that one come out?
Okay, well, we should be clear about what I mean by newest. I mean the last one that came out before he died, which was 2001. He died in 2009.
Yeah, so it's been a long time. Yeah. He didn't do
that.
That was
Invincible.
Wasn't like History one of them?
That's in the 90s.
Yeah, that was
and
like
yes,
late 90s.
That one is on Spotify.
And then Dangerous was
Dangerous
like early 90s.
Dangerous is on Spotify. I think like Off the Wall is on Spotify.
Okay. Bad.
Some of that is on. See, some of these, only some of the songs
Thriller?
Are on Spotify. Only a couple of songs, like the main songs are.
Thriller's so good.
It's rough, and it's not, none of them is the whole thing. The only album I know that the entire thing is on Spotify is Escape, which is a posthumous album that a bunch of other artists took his music and, like, contemporized it, like, made it modern as if, like, maybe if he would have released it now, this is what it would sound like. And it's really catchy, but it doesn't feel that Michael Jackson.
It's not Michael Jackson.
It's a lot of, like, it's either old demos or, like, unreleased songs that they just modernized.
Sure.
There's another posthumous album called Michael. I think they just called it Michael.
Mm-hmm.
That is a lot truer to the sound because it was the one he was basically working on before he died and they just finished it.
Okay. Oh, so I have something else that I've had here, sitting here for weeks that I wanted to...
It might not be called Michael. I'm sorry, continue.
All right, now that we're done with our Michael Jackson
minute.
Michael Jackson 5 minutes.
It was not 5 minutes of time.
It was some minutes. I have a thing that has been sitting here. I got it from work for a long time ago, and I wanted to open it up and look at it.
What is it?
It's called Dragon Ball Super Card Game.
Okay.
I don't know anything about Dragon Ball or Dragon Ball Z.
We're just going to read the cards out loud and how great they sound. Give me like half of them, and we'll just read them.
We'll see. We'll decide which one's better.
Dragon Ball Super Card Game?
Dragon Ball Super Card Game.
Wait, like which one's just objectively better, or which one is better in the game?
Yeah, it's,
you know. Give me like half.
I was going to shuffle them, and then we'll do half.
Wait,
I think that
like...
one's, like, the main one, because it's double-sided.
Oh, it's, like,
one
two
side
sides?
One side is Son Goku, and one side is Super Saiyan
Super
God
Saiyan
Son
God
Goku.
Son Goku.
But he has double strike.
Wait, is it S-A-N or S-O-N?
S-O-N, Son.
And it's Son.
Son Goku?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
They pronounce all their letters the same as Spanish, so it's I A U O.
Oh, that's why Spanish and Japanese are very similar.
Mm-hmm. That's super similar.
Here's half.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to fight them. No, you can't look.
Oh, I can't look?
We got to flip them up.
Okay.
And then we decide who wins.
I have Mighty Striker Son Gohan.
I have Family Kamehameha. Kamehameha? Is that the word?
Yep. Yes, I think it is.
I feel like that's like mine, a Hawaiian
has
word.
Mine has Double Strike.
Mine has Activate. Choose up to one opponent's battle card with an energy cost of 2 or less and KO that card.
I don't think this is an energy cost of 2 or less. I think it has an energy cost of 4. So I think I win.
What is it? Is it
a
person?
I have a power of 25,000.
Oh, is that a person?
It's Mighty Striker Son Gohan.
I think it's Son Gohan. Character Son Gohan, adolescence.
Maybe it is Son or something.
He is a Saiyan Earthling.
Uh-huh. All right, let's do this again.
Okay.
Next one.
Who won? Did you win?
I won, because your thing can't remove my thing.
Okay. I have
the same card.
Son Gohan, Family of Justice.
I have Mighty Striker Son Gohan.
Are they...
Mine has a power level higher than yours. Mine has a power level of 25.
But mine has blonde hair, and it's sticking up.
Okay.
Are they the same guy?
I don't understand how Dragon Ball works. Maybe we should learn something about Dragon Ball one of these days. I kind of feel like we don't need to, though.
Yeah, okay. Who's next?
All right, next.
Boom. I have Slasher Trunks.
I have Son Goten. He's like that kid. He's the kid that you see with like the orange jumpsuit. Power 15,000.
Mine's power 10,000.
And the side says 0 plus 5,000.
I'm from Trunks' future.
Oh, you have like a thing, though.
What do you mean?
It's card cannot attack battle cards. Oh, that's worse. I think I win.
Yeah, you got a higher power.
All right, next.
I'm from Trunks' future.
Okay. Let's do this. I have the same card again.
I have, ooh, Implacable Trunks.
You had Slasher Trunks before, now you have Implacable abilities. Trunks. I think yours wins this time.
How does this work? Do they evolve like Pokemon cards?
I don't have any idea.
All right.
Next. I have Human Shield Krillin.
I just got regular Trunks.
You just got Trunks. What does that mean? What is Trunks?
I think it's this guy, because he's got like a purple haircut.
Okay.
Like a purple bowl cut.
He didn't in that one. He just had like blonde hair.
This is the
Maybe their Super Saiyan versions all have are blonde or something.
Yeah, the Saiyans.
Yeah.
I know Super Saiyan is a thing.
I have Human Shield Krillin. Blocker. When one of your other cards is attacked, you may switch this card to rest mode and change the target of the attack to this card. I have 5,000 power.
I have 15,000.
It's true.
Because I'm better.
I think you win this one. Spoiler, I have Human Shield Krillin again.
I have Energy Power Go Tanks.
These must be commons or something if I keep getting doubles, or maybe they're intended to be.
This one says common on the bottom. I think this is just like a starter deck.
Oh, probably all commons.
Human Shield Krillin.
You definitely win.
Yeah, I got 15,000. You only got 5.
I have Family Kamehameha.
I have Trunks, Protector of Children.
Choose up to one opponent battle card with an energy cost of 2 or less and KO that card.
This one costs 2.
I think I win.
You win. I'm not keeping track of who's
Ooh,
winning.
I have Vegeta.
It's Vegeta.
Vegeta.
Like vegetable.
So why would you name anyone this?
Why would you name someone Trunks?
Trunks is a way better name than this name I don't know how to pronounce.
It's like vegetable. He's got 20,000. That's a lot.
Did you know that there's a Michael Jackson song with the lyrics, "You're a vegetable"? Happens
You're
a lot.
You're a vegetable.
Yeah. That's why is that a lyric? That's not even a lyric.
I'm a makusa.
Yeah, it's dumb and that shouldn't be a lyric.
Implacable
Trunks. I have another Vegeta.
You had it.
You have Implacable Trunks.
I guess you would.
I have Son Goten, Family of Justice.
Yeah, well, I have Furious Yell Vegeta.
What does Family of Justice mean? Because this is clearly just one person.
They're a justice family.
Yeah, but it's just one guy on the card. He's got like a ball of lightning.
I think they evolve. Because look, there's like one dot and then two dots. I think that's
how. Yeah, I think they do too.
Like, because then they get yellow hair.
Yours wins, by the way. Furious Yell Vegeta wins.
They get yellow spiky hair when they're strong.
All right, I got Trunks. I just got regular old Trunks.
Furious Yell Vegeta.
And I got Son Gohan, Family of Justice.
I got Son Goten, Family of Justice. Mine has 2. Had. On it.
Oh, I think yours might be stronger than mine.
Mine's better.
And then I have the last one here. energy power Gotenks.
There you go. If anybody knows anything about these,
yeah, feel free to educate us about Dragon Ball Z.
Tell us about these, and then you can just have all of them.
Never gonna go look it up myself.
But there's like this one.
What was the double-sided one?
It's Son Goku and Super Saiyan God Son Goku. No, no, no. This guy has pink hair.
What? Why? What?
When he's Super Saiyan.
What is it? And then there was like a little kid who looked like that, but wasn't Goku. Was Goteku or something else. How does this work?
How do you keep track?
Somebody tell me.
They either have like dumb names or they're called.
Wait, and what are all the balls? G-names. And why do they cost so much money if you buy them from ThinkGeek? Why do these like weird glass balls with things in them cost
there's
like a billion dollars?
The stars mean
stars?
Something. What do the stars mean?
What does any of this
tell
mean?
Us about Dragon Ball Z?
We could just Google it, but we don't want
send
to.
Send us a tweet telling us exactly all the things about
start
Dragon Ball Z.
Start a Twitter thread about how Dragon Ball Z works. Email us.
Yeah, send us an email about Dragon Ball Z.
ahapodcast@gmail.com.
Explain it all.
Twitter, we are at ahapodcast. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/ahapodcast.
You could send me a Twitter or follow it at me.
You can
at
Dragon Ball Splain us.
Yeah, do a Dragon Ball Splain.
You can nerd splain. Please, something, we
learn.
Somebody, tell me.
I mean, we're just asking.
All right. We need to end this podcast, but I would like to publicly denounce white supremacy because it sucks. Some people died because of it.
Uh-huh.
Can people continue to die because of it? It's getting ridiculous. Why is this still happening? If we're still here next week, it may be a miracle.
Uh-huh. If we don't have a podcast next week, it's because we blew up.
Yeah. All my friends and family should not at all be concerned that we are probably the first target for an intercontinental
missile. Yeah, come visit us
missile,
and we'll all get blowed up together.
From North Korea, because we are the closest target to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, no pressure, but if you want to come visit, you should do it before we are nuclear bombed.
Mm-hmm. Or at the same time.
What are you going to care? Do you really want to live through World War III?
Yeah.
Do you want to, or do you want to go first?
Probably better to get hit first.
Better to go first.
All right, we're going to go.
All right. Down with white supremacy.
Hasta la pasta.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast. Okay, bye.